It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, 150 years of history gets a unique perspective from an amazing collection of clothing from one Wisconsin family. First, President-elect Donald Trump announced over the weekend that he plans to shut down his charitable foundation. The president-elect didn't say when he plans to pull the plug on the Trump Foundation, and there will be some hurdles to doing so anytime soon. New York's attorney general is currently investigating the Trump Foundation after allegations that it used charity money toward Trump's for-profit businesses. David Farenthold joins us now. He's a reporter for The Washington Post. He's been covering the controversy surrounding the Trump Foundation. David, welcome back.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
Well, what reasons, David, did Trump give for shutting down his charity?
He didn't really give a lot of reasons. I think the main reason was that he's trying to reduce his conflicts of interest now, reduce the ways in which he could sort of be seen to be taking money or being influenced by outsiders. This, among all his many business dealings, his business entanglements, this is one of the easiest entanglements to get out of, and so maybe that's why he's doing it first.
But maybe not so easy to get out of, according to the New York Attorney General. They've been investigating there. First of all, what is the foundation under investigation for by New York's Attorney General?
It's under investigation for a couple of things, but the main thing is violations of what's called the self-dealing rule. One of the basic laws of charity is you can't take money in the charity and use it to buy things for the person who runs the charity or for that person's businesses. And Trump appears to have done that on a number of occasions. He used money for charity to buy two large and very expensive portraits of himself, one of which was later hung up in a sports bar he owns. And he used the money in the charity to pay off business debts, obligations incurred in legal settlements by two of his businesses to the tune of $258,000.
So the attorney general in New York saying, I guess, you can't shut down the Trump Foundation while you're still under investigation. Is that right?
That's right. I mean, you can understand the reasons why. You wouldn't want to let people just give people a get out of jail free card if they shut down their foundation to get out of this scrutiny. So Trump has admitted that his Trump Foundation violated the self-dealing rules, but he hasn't told the New York AG exactly what violations he's admitting to, which instances he's talking about. He hasn't paid the penalty taxes that would come with that kind of admission. There's a lot of documents that the New York AG is trying to get. So until those things are in, until the New York AG sort of makes a determination about what punishment, if any, is warranted, he can't legally shut the foundation down.
Do we have an idea what kind of punishment is usually given out in a case of a self-dealing through a foundation like this?
Sure. Well, the IRS sets sort of penalty taxes. Usually it's 10 or 20% of the value of the self-dealing transaction. So Trump would have to pay the foundation back, first of all the money that it spent to help him in violation of that law. And then he personally would have to pay an additional penalty tax worth 10 or 20% of the value of the self-dealing transaction.
So Trump himself, Donald Trump himself says, okay, gonna shut this down sometime. The New York Attorney General says, put on the brakes, we're still investigating. Have we heard back from Donald Trump or his people since we heard that from the Attorney General there?
No, we haven't. Trump, I don't think, it seemed like from the original announcement that Trump maybe did not know that he could not just shut it down. What he was saying on Saturday was, I plan to shut it down. There was no indication in that announcement that there might be this wrinkle. I think maybe he just didn't know.
Talking to David Farenthold from the Washington Post, looking at the Trump Foundation, Donald Trump said over the weekend he would start working toward shutting that down to avoid conflicts of interest, but it's under investigation, as we're hearing in New York. Now, David, you've been reporting on the Trump Foundation and Donald Trump's charitable giving for some time now. Can you give us a Trump Foundation 101? What is it? Who runs it? What does it do?
Well, it's a very small foundation for somebody who's a billionaire. It only has about $1 million in the bank, according to the last tax filing. It's only ever had, at most, about $5 million in the bank. He started it in the late 80s to give away the money that he earned from the book, The Art of the Deal. But what's interesting is in the last few years, going back to 2008, Trump stopped giving his own foundation any of his own money. Instead, he had other people donate to his foundation, largely Vince and Linda McMahon, the wrestling moguls. And as you know, Linda McMahon is now Trump's nominee to be the Small Business Administration secretary. The McMahons put a bunch of money in, and that allowed Trump's foundation to keep going, basically at no cost to Trump himself. So Trump would use this foundation to give charitable donations, often to people who were under the impression, wow, I'm getting Donald Trump's money, when it really was not. So in the last few years, it's been giving away mostly other people's money, and it's often been, as we've talked about, violating these federal laws, federal rules about what you can do with the money. Often he's used it to benefit himself.
And there was one issue, at least one issue, of a political contribution made by the Trump Foundation. Can you talk about that?
That's right. The Attorney General of Florida, Pam Bondi, who is a big Trump supporter, this was a few years ago, she was considering, or her office was considering, whether to join an existing lawsuit by the New York AG against Trump University. This is when Trump University was still going on, was being accused of defrauding its customers by not giving them the services they were paying for. So Pam Bondi, the Florida Attorney General, was deciding, or her office was deciding, whether to join this existing lawsuit. At that same time, around the same time, the Trump Foundation gave a $25,000 gift to a political committee supporting Pam Bondi's reelection. Now, that's against the law. Charities are not allowed to give political gifts. So after we discovered this year and wrote about it earlier in May, the Trump Foundation admitted to the IRS it had done this, and Trump paid the money back, the $25,000, and also paid a $2,500, a 10% penalty tax.
Now we're in a situation, obviously, where Donald Trump is on his way into the White House, and the concerns here are about potential conflict of interest. Will donations to a Trump Foundation be seen as trying to get political favor? And this isn't the only one. One of Donald Trump's sons has been in a kerfluffle over his foundation, too.
That's right. Both the Trump sons were involved in things in the last couple of weeks that sort of show you to the degree to which the Trump family either did not anticipate winning or has taken made no sort of preparations to eliminate these conflicts of interest. So there was one instance in which the Eric Trump Foundation, run by Trump's second oldest son, was auctioning off a coffee with Ivanka Trump, his sister, this very important advisor to Donald Trump. You could have coffee with Ivanka Trump for people were bidding like $70,000 to have coffee with Ivanka Trump. And they were doing it, obviously, as a way of influencing the president-elect. So after some publicity, mostly from the New York Times, the Eric Trump Foundation shut down that auction. And then Eric Trump said that he would, in fact, shut down his entire charity or suspend it for the duration of his father's presidency. At the same time, both Eric and Donald Trump Jr. were listed as honorary co-chairmen and of a particular inauguration event, a post-inauguration event, at which donors to this very shadowy, not well-defined, nonprofit. If you gave $1 million to this nonprofit, you could have a personal meeting with Donald Trump. So this nonprofit that Eric and Donald Jr. were supposedly associated with was literally auctioning off the president's time. He'd be the president at that point. They were auctioning off some period of the president's time for $1 million. After some publicity from the Center for Public Integrity, that event was the appearance of Donald Trump at that event was canceled. Eric and Donald Trump Jr. said that they had nothing to do with it and tried to back away from it.
And then one of those, the Eric Trump Foundation, is going to go out of operation. Is that right?
Yes. What Eric Trump told me was that he's going to suspend the operations of the Eric Trump Foundation. So he'll stop raising money. He'll stop spending money. He won't shut it down because it will resume on the other side of the Trump presidency.
And you or someone at the Post had suggested he could just remove himself from that, right? And it didn't seem as though he'd considered that option.
That was a really mind-bending thing because, yes, it just shows you the degree to which they have not prepared to answer these questions at all. Eric Trump told me, well, I'm going to shut down or suspend my foundation for the duration of the presidency. And I said, well, why don't you just step away? You know, call it the, you know, Manhattan Foundation for St. Jude's, because most of what it does is pass money on to St. Jude's Hospital in Memphis. Call it something else. You step away from it. Let somebody else run it. So it's not, you know, you can keep the charity going. People won't see it, though, as a conduit to influence the First Family. Eric seemed like he hadn't even thought about that. He was like, oh, that's a good idea. I'll think about that. That's where they are in this process. It's kind of amazing.
We'll leave it there, David, and probably talk to you about these issues again in the future. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Washington Post reporter David Farenthold. He's been covering the Trump Foundation. He talked to us about President-elect Donald Trump's announcement that he would shut his charitable foundation down.